Imagine knowing exactly what your students are learning and exactly which steps you need to take next.
Join us in Download the Reading Quiz to craft meaningful and productive formative assessments that move away from gotcha moments of basic recall and toward assessing what your students actually can do.
In this 30-minute free masterclass, we'll share three powerful assessment keys that work for any novel at any time of the year.
Head to shop.bravenewteaching.com/masterclass to sign up, and we'll also send you a free workbook to keep track of all your notes.
Once again, that's shop.bravenewteaching.com/masterclass to nail formative assessments forever.
Well, hello and welcome back to Brave New Teaching, and welcome to apparently what's going to be a spicy episode, since Amanda just dropped a bomb on me before we started recording that she has a bone to pick with me with one of my reading recommendations I gave her. Get ready for our reading update, everybody.
But spicy, like not in the spicy thing way that you're thinking of spicy.
Well, not in the way that like when you talk about reading and you talk about spice, it's very different. Right now, it's just more like, how could you possibly, how could you possibly argue with someone as kind and gentle and loving as myself?
You know what? I regretted it the minute it came out of my mouth. And I feel like I do this often, as I pick a bone with you about books and then I feel bad. So,
well, and then you remember, that not only are you and I equals when it comes to our argument skills, I apparently have more time because I will just keep hammering when you're over it.
Okay. But this one that my boat is like, this was not nearly as terrible as that Christmas book. Cause that
I don't want to talk about that again.
That one was really rough.
Welcome to Brave New Teaching, where we're going to fight about dumb stuff. It's time for a reading.
Some great book recommendations today.
Yes. No, we have some great book recommendations, whether the two of us agree on their greatness or not. That will be entirely up to you, dear listener. Oh, I've been watching Bridgerton and all I can think of is Dear Rita. And it is, maybe I need to buy the Bridgerton series. Maybe that's going to be part of this reading update. Yeah, that could be fun. Okay, listen, friends, it's time for a reading update. Get your TBR list ready. I don't know if you're going to put this in your notes app. I don't know what you want to do. Definitely make sure that you have subscribed to our email list, because we're going to be sending out this list through the show notes. Head to the show notes, do all the things. But before we can get started with our reading update, you know what we need to do? Cue the music.
You're listening to Brave New Teaching, and we are so much more than a podcast.
We give teachers the inspiration, support, and tools to challenge the status quo.
I'm Amanda, and I'm a former English teacher from Illinois.
And I'm Marie, and I'm a teacher from Southern California.
Join us at bravenewteaching.com to find out more about our courses, festivals, and get every episode's show notes.
We're so glad you're here. Enjoy the show. Lot about whatever beef it is that you have with me. Just kidding. I'm the one who can't contain myself. What are you so upset with me over? Do you like how I'm gaslighting you into this?
Okay, so but I actually upset. Can't remember. Okay, I actually can't remember if this was a recommendation of yours. It was like it. I tried to get it in Libby a while ago, and it finally came through.
Okay. What if it wasn't even me?
The unfortunate side effects of heartbreak and magic.
Okay, yeah, that was me.
Okay, so the bone. Wait, okay, here.
Okay, yeah, that was me. Right. Yeah.
It was not terrible. My bone
wasn't terrible.
I wanted more magic, surprisingly, and I wanted it to go faster. I thought Homegirl was like it was just too slow.
Yeah,
and I listen at 1.75 speed, so like I don't mean like actually this. I listen in pretty fast, but I just thought the story was too slow for me. But I really thought I got closer to liking one of your recommendations.
Which one was this? Because, okay, in the month of October, I read an insane number of like cozy witch books.
Yeah.
And this was one of them. And I think this is one of the ones that I read in hard copy.
So main character has magic, like it comes through the family. She works at a bakery, run by her grandma.
And her grandmother,
her grandmother is sick, and like so she like
And her long lost, the one that got away.
The one that got
away.
The
dog. Okay. Oh, I liked that one.
I guess maybe I liked that one might be my review.
Okay. Okay. But also, everybody, like, if this is your, first of all, if this is your foray into Brave New Teaching, this is, you've come at a weird time. Okay. Go ahead 1 week, go back 1 week, and then come back to this one, because this is less teaching and more just teacher. However, that is a book that when my students are doing their independent reading, if I don't read in front of them, if I'm not willing to do what I'm asking them to do, then how dare I ask them to do it, first of all. So when they are reading and I am reading with them, like we read at the first 10 minutes of every day, I need a book that I can go in and out of easily. And that is one of those books. It's very light. It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't like light. You don't like light books.
No.
Let's just call it what it is.
No, well, I don't know if that's it, because I don't, it was the pacing that was a problem for me. And I think because it was so slow, it was hard for me to go in and out. Like, I feel like when the storyline's really intense, I'm pulled in to listen to larger chunks at a time. And I think I hate going in and out of books. Maybe. That's a me problem, not a you book.
No,
problem.
Because then the me problem is that if it's an intense, so like I also made the mistake of bringing this week, the book that I am currently reading to school, which is like almost 900 pages. So I was carrying this.
It's a new Sarah J. Maas.
So yes, it is. And we will talk about that later because that's like my current read. Okay. But I'm so intensely into it. And there's so many points of view and there's so much happening because it's an epic storyline that reading that in front of my class every time my timer went off, I audibly went, no, like that. And so did my co-teacher because she's reading the same thing at the same time. We were both like celebrating Wednesday when the book came out and like we were so excited. And then we were like, this is not going to work for us. It's not sustainable reading something that we are so into. We have to be like on the surface of it to be able to read it with our students.
You might need to shelve that one till your break and like actually just like.
I just need to not bring it to school.
On the couch. Yeah.
I just need to like read it at home. That's all. It was just kind of funny though.
You need
like,
some couch plot for that one. For
I sure. sat there trying to like bridge the gap of like, ooh, I can show them how intent, like, you know, like really share something that I love. Not that it's appropriate for students, but like let them see me get really excited. And then I was like, oh no, I'm too excited about it. I don't actually want to teach them anymore. I just want to read this.
It's, well. Like, I'm not mad.
Go right? away, kids. Mommy's busy. Yeah.
Okay. I want to circle back really quick to our Brave New Teaching journey, our intentions, our six intentions.
Yes.
Because
our journal. Yes.
Yes. So in January and February of 2023, my word was Rome. And my intentions around Rome were to like try new things and just kind of physically be other places, and the adventurous books that were on my list. I actually did read two of them. I read The Woman in Me. I read Britney Spears' memoir.
Yep.
I don't think there's enough time in this podcast episode to talk about that book.
Okay.
I don't even know where to start other than I think I called you about this.
You did. We talked about it. And I said, am I emotionally prepared to read this? And you said, you are not. And I said, thank you for that feedback.
No, but I also said that I want to write. It inspired me to think about a unit on fame and pop culture.
Right,
that is like
right.
Adjacent to Gatsby.
Yeah.
There's something really cool about, I really do think if you grew up, if you're kind of in the same age range as Marie and I, especially,
yeah,
I think it would be really cool for you to read it with, well, read it to read it, but then put on a little bit of your curriculum hat and like excerpt read it, like how pieces of it would be super interesting alongside things that you're already doing in class. So like the toll that fame, fortune, and money have taken on Britney's life.
Ugh. Yeah.
And like the fact that like there are lots of famous people who were famous at the same time that she was. And like the fact that this is her story and that there are all these layers is just very, very interesting. It was atrociously written. It was not
really.
It was rough to listen to in terms of writing.
I have heard only from non-teacher friends about it, and I've heard very similar things, but we haven't like dug into the writing of it.
It was circular, I'd say. There was.
We're going to guess that this was a ghostwriter, yes or no? I really don't know.
The chapters were like only 2 to 3 minutes long each. I mean, they're like a page and a half each. So the longest one was maybe 5 minutes. I mean, it was moving.
Okay. Which is not necessarily a bad thing. No.
Which I think honestly sets it up perfectly for being excerpted.
Okay.
And really interesting. And I don't know. I really wasn't prepared for, I never really followed Britney Spears. Like I remember admiring her. I liked her music for what it's worth, but like, I never really followed her past.
Oh, I did. Cause she's like a year or two older than me. Like if even like it, I was right in it.
I think it dropped off. I also fell into a punk rock phase, Marie. Like we have not talked about my, like,
oh my God,
I don't even think you would be friends with me if I really told you how far off the wagon I fell into. Like
I cannot Sum 41,
wait. Blink 182.
Oh, like pop punk. Yes.
Oh, okay. But it was punk rock then. It was okay. Definitely pop punk.
Well, I am from Southern California. Well, that was, that's in our water here.
My AOL username was Blink's number one chick.
Oh my God. I cannot wait for the happy hour episode where we debrief all of this.
So all that is to say, I think that's what happened. Is it
happy hour members, gird your loins. This is coming. Is it gird your loins? Yes. Is that the saying?
I'm so steeped in shame for admitting that out loud. I don't even know.
I am more excited than I have been in a while. It's like you just told me I got a puppy that's already trained. Like that's the level of excitement I have.
Well, just wait, because all of a sudden when that phase rolled off, it was into like my sophomore year of high school. My soccer team was really into country. So then I
knew that was coming next.
NV Cowgirl 44. And let me tell you where that 44 came from. It was the basketball jersey number of the guy I had a crush on that I'd never talked to in my life.
Oh my God.
So welcome to high school.
Friends, if this is not a glowing endorsement for you to join us in happy hour, I don't know what is. I don't know what is. Because if this is not what you're looking for, like, come on. Okay, so Britney Spears.
I think it's a must read. I think it's a must read. Okay. It's not going to take you very long. And it's iconic. I mean, I think it's really important to hear. Of all the things, it's important to hear her. I feel like that's like she in that book was shouting like nobody ever listened to my story. And of course, like the guardianship part of the book was probably the most interesting to know, like the behind the scenes. Like that's really, I mean, the Justin stuff and the Mickey Mouse Club stuff is all interesting too, because that was like her coming of age story. All of it I thought was fascinating. It was just a little hard to get through.
Sure.
Also on this list, I put down that I was going to read, and this was for book club, so I guess it really wasn't adventurous, but Furiously Happy by Jenny Lawson. So Jenny Lawson is a blogger and she's written several books. This is not her first one. I think we were out of order, but she talks about her mental illnesses and like her commitment to tackle the world by choosing to be furiously happy despite bipolar disorder, despite all of these ailments that she deals with, she is mentally ill and she wears it like a badge of honor. And it's like her coping mechanism is to lean into all of the weirdness that makes her who she is and let other people just be like, yep. Or nope, or whatever. She's unapologetically her. That was also a hard listen because it is unfiltered.
Yeah.
I mean, everything. I mean, obviously she had an editor and she edited the book, but like she does not stop herself from going on a single tangent. And like for me, it was delightful. I loved it. It was spastic. It was all over the place. And I was all about it. I also suffer from similar mental struggles. So it was definitely a kind of book where you can feel very, very seen.
Sure.
Or very, very like not seen and not ready for it. So
yeah, a lot of people, it's a little jarring.
Yes. Some people in my book club said that they much preferred reading her blog over reading her books.
Interesting.
So, but Jenny Lawson is a great, again, like when we talk about female voices and modern conversations, like she is a great person to add to your Rolodex of voices to look at for mental health and for females in comedy. She's a, I mean, she's hilarious.
Yeah. She's, yeah.
So I would definitely, those were two things that were on my adventure list that were good. They were not five stars, but they were good, worth it. And I'm really glad that they're in my role. We're going to keep using the word Rolodex.
I'm really liking the analog. Like I like where you're going with this. It's very vintage.
You're right. Welcome.
Okay. Well, so I also had the word Rome for my adventure in the Brave New Teaching, like journal for January and February. And I don't know how much that has really come through in my reading, but it is definitely, I'll do a whole like journal update at a different place and time here. I have kept up with roaming and the different goals that I had set, but in my reading, I started to roam through some different things. I read a book called Rich AF by,
I know that one.
Vivian Tu, is that her last name? Yes. And she's your rich BFF on social media, and it's a really good book for somebody who is not particularly financially literate like myself. Like I'm literate, but I'm not like thriving in understanding lots of different parts of our just financial systems. And so it's a cool book and it's a quick read because there's a lot of it that like I'm a public school teacher, so I'm not going to be like negotiating my wages. So like there are like whole sections on that. So I was like, I'm just going to skip through that one. But it's just good for like financial understanding and literacy and that sort of thing. And then I've been doing a lot of diving into comfort reads for me. And the comfort reads are just kind of like where I'm at right now. For me, like, I don't know, I see things on like social media, like the comfort watch, like it's Gilmore Girls for a lot of people in my demographic. And I have just found that comfort reads are what I need right now. And a comfort read is something I have read before that I like, that for me is like a big, huge series where I know that I can just keep going and going and going and going. And then when I get to the end of it, if I start it over again, it's been long enough since I did the first one again that I could do it again. And it's not that bad because it is that big and long of a series. And yes, I've been getting back into the Sarah J. Maas series. I have been doing a comfort reread, but this time through audiobook of the Throne of Glass series. And I forget how much I love that series. And it is so much more appropriate for students. So I'm able to like talk about it a little bit more freely. Her Court of Thorns and Roses series is not appropriate at all for students. Like at all. Okay. It's not too much sex. That's all. But Throne of Glass is not as graphic. And it doesn't really get into like intimate scenes until further in. But it's a great, like even just the first book is a great epic. It's a great story for students to like dig into. And so listening to it has kind of like made it new for me. And I'm just like real time in my personal life, I'm going through a lot right now. And so having an audiobook to listen to is not just like, oh, it's a great way for me to like enjoy doing the dishes. It's also sometimes I need voices that are not my own in my head and in my ears. And so I bought myself like a really cheap pair of Bluetooth headphones and I am doing an Audible re-listen. They keep putting these books on sale because like you had said before, she just had a brand new one come out. It's the one that I like couldn't stop reading. So I'm reading two of her books at the same time, one I'm listening to and one. Yeah. And so like her other earlier series have gone on sale and it's just been a nice, it's totally a coping mechanism. It is totally a crutch, but I'm in it right now. And this is helping me feel a little bit more settled. And it's just kind of bringing me small amounts of just like joy and something to look forward to listening to as I'm like putting on my makeup or like whatever it is. So I'm in comfort reads.
Listen, Marie, I can think of some much unhealthier coping mechanisms than rereading books. I think that that's good for you.
It is. We were talking about this, everybody, like before we started recording. I was like, Amanda, I don't know if I can do this episode today. Like I've done nothing new. I have only re-listened to things that people have already heard me talk about. But then we were like, maybe that's what people need to hear is it's okay not to read new stuff. because that's just what I need right now. And like, I want to read because I love reading. Therefore, why not just read something I love?
Well, and I don't kill me if I forget to link this article in the show notes, but there are, at the end of 2023, I should say, there were a lot of really good articles and even social media posts from people that said, I read 100 books this year and it was the worst year of my reading life. And
I saw a lot of those. People
really coming clean about like, and when we first started doing these, I remember like I was very resentful about that reading culture and social media about it's always about having this big list. And so for me to start my reading journey, like I really had to like shelve a little bit of my own attitude toward that because I did set an ambitious goal. So like last year I read 50 books and then I did kind of get to the end of the year and like other people would say 75, 100, whatever. And I was like, oh, like, and then I'm reminded.
Thanks a lot. Yeah.
But like, that's not at all the point. Like for me, right. I like setting a pace for myself to remind me like to keep going. Right. Cause sometimes I like I'll sit in silence and forget like, oh yeah, like I did have this wonderful book. I really want, you know, anyway, it was good for me to set it, but also you got to do it with, you got to read what you need, not read for some arbitrary random goal. And I think that's important to tell kids too. Like you need to read for yourself.
And quite frankly, as teachers, especially as English teachers, like I had such a complex for a long time that like I'm not really – there are certain classics that I'm into, but like I hate Bradbury. I like Fahrenheit, and that's where it stops for me. I can't. I literally can't. Yeah. I have a really hard time with – Golding. I have a really like a lot of the things that are like these seminal pieces that I just don't like for a lot of reasons. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I'm a fake English teacher and I don't read all of these serious things, but I like to read and I like stories and that's, and I'm an English teacher and I'm a good one. And there you go.
Preach.
Preach.
People, somebody needed to hear that today because it's true. And I feel like the classics that I love them because I read them to write curriculum for them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And like, right. And I think the same is true for you. It's because when we're presented with a classic, and I tell my students this too, is this book is books provide us with so many things. And I think when you read a classic for the purpose of teaching it, you have a whole different lens on than curling up in your nook with your kitty cat
enjoying it.
Yeah. No. I mean, I reread Jane Eyre every Christmas break. That's like one of my comfort reads because I'm weird.
But
like Jane Eyre for me is like one of the most badass females on the planet. And like, she's like a hero to me. So like, I love her not because it's a classic, but because I like actually like the story. Also, there's a lot of sections that I skip because I don't care for them.
Right. Cause you're done. So, yeah.
Cause I'm over that. All right. Yeah. I got a couple more to toss out there. So I am going to go out on a limb and say that I do enjoy Anne Patchett. Do you know or have you read any Anne Patchett?
I have not.
Okay. So Anne Patchett, let me make sure that I spell P-A-T-C-H-E-T-T. I read two of her books back to back. I loved them both. I loved one a little bit more than the other. So she wrote The Dutch House in 2019. You would probably recognize the cover if you saw it. It's got a young girl on the cover in a red dress against like a floral wallpaper background.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. Yes.
Okay, so The Dutch House. And then I also read Tom Lake. And Tom Lake just came out in 2023. There was a lot of buzz about it at the end of the year. So
okay,
I read
both. Did I hear about that from you or from something else? Okay.
I don't know. It had a lot of buzz.
Okay.
She has other books too, but those are like the two that I read.
Those are the big
back
ones.
Back to back.
Okay.
So she... I loved her as a storyteller. Some people will tell you that she's overrated, like whatever, but like I really loved those two books, but I would absolutely categorize them as literary and something that is not, I don't think kids would terribly care about them. They could read them, but I don't think kids would find them that interesting. The Dutch House kind of follows this young boy and his life from childhood to adulthood. It's like a lot of it. The audiobook is narrated by Tom Hanks, which I really appreciated. But like on the surface, it's incredibly boring. It's like just the story of his life and the story of his life in relation to the house that he grew up in. It's also about his sister and his family and his parents and everything. But it's a story. Then Tom Lake is similar. Tom Lake was narrated by Meryl Streep. Ooh. So I don't know if my enjoyment of these two books was heavily influenced by two actors that I adore.
I mean, maybe, and that's okay, right?
And it, well, right. So, I mean, I was totally fine with that. And I wish Meryl Streep narrated more. I would download every audiobook ever. I mean, Tom Hanks was great too, but like Meryl Streep she is a queen. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She is a queen. Mm-hmm. And so Tom Lake is a story, takes place in Michigan, which is also like kind of close to my heart. Like we go to Michigan every year. We know Michigan very well. It's a mother telling the story of her kind of childhood days as an actress to her daughters. And I think you would really like Tom Lake, Marie.
Okay.
It is absolutely the opposite of fantasy. It is 100% realism, but the movement in the story is beautiful. The flash forwards, flashbacks, the way pieces kind of come together. I really liked it. Okay. Cool conversations about fame. I really loved it. So I would definitely say if you haven't tried Ann Patchett, I would read it for yourself. She was great. She was really great.
Okay. I don't hate that. Thank you. Okay. That we will put that on our...
We will put that on our TBR, me and all of the voices in my head.
I have two left. I have two more because I've been cruising. I'm one of them. I just finished the other one. I'm like 75% through and I'm still going to recommend it because I love it. Okay. So Ashley Bible, our good friend, Ashley Bible from Building Book Love, she had posted on Instagram that she was struggling to get through Demon Copperhead, Barbara Kingsolver. Do we all know about Demon Copperhead?
Yeah.
Is a chunker. Appalachian, like not history, but like Appalachian life story. There's a lot of nuances there. Like I would think like Jeanette Walls. What is her, not Glass Castle, but her next one that she wrote, something about a moon and hanging. It has similar vibes, but it's Barbara Kingsolver. So like Barbara Kingsolver, the fact that she was able to harness the voice of this like adolescent Appalachian boy so beautifully, so intimately, I mean, it is slow to start. And then it is you cannot put it down and you cannot ever forget Demon Copperhead. It was awesome. But again, I do feel like when I'm Demon Copperhead, Tom Lake, Dutch House, these are all very, I think, in Amanda's genre. I don't know. People who are listening, like you probably, if you're an Amanda, you're going to love it. If you're a Marie, it's a maybe.
I have to be in the right headspace. I have to be in the right mood, the right headspace, the right, yes.
And it's long. I think it's like 500 pages long. It's like a 21 hour listen.
It's a similar thing to like what I was talking about before with getting pulled out of it and being able to jump back in. Like I have to be in a certain place to be able to do those things.
And you need to be in a certain place to be able to like get through the beginning to get to the good stuff.
Right.
And then my last one, which one that I'm almost done with, is actually one that's on my TBR for 2024 that we talked about in our last reading update, is What the River Knows by Isabel Ibáñez, I think is her last name. This is the one about the girl from Argentina who goes to Egypt to figure out her parents' archaeological dig and all the secrets. Oh, it is delightful. It is definitely, the girl is 19. I think it definitely is the border between YA and adult fiction. So I think it's a great border book.
Okay.
It's fun. It's definitely lighter. It's adventurous. It's set in the 1887. So it's historical fiction, but it's fun. It's, you know, from the point of view of this 19-year-old girl trying to figure out like the mysteries around her parents' disappearance.
It's
it's fun. Oh yeah. I think you would love it. Yeah.
There is a book. Yeah. Let's see if I can find it. Part of my Rome thing, and I will talk about this more when I do a little journal update, has been to explore more of my hometown, of my city, where I have grown up, San Diego. And so my kids and I have been going on little adventures every couple of weeks to find a bookstore and a coffee shop. We went to a little bookstore and coffee shop a couple weeks ago, and I picked up a book. And it's, I know that this is one that I'm pretty sure I was supposed to have read in college in my French major. And I don't think I did, but it's entitled Bonjour Tristesse, which is like, hello, sadness. And it is a teeny tiny little novella about a 17-year-old girl who is living in Paris, and it's very much like very French existentialism in the fields. And it was just one that I was like, ooh, yes, I want that. It is a complete hard turn from what I am reading right now, like Crescent City 3. And I think I'm going to, maybe I'll bring this to school and this is what I'll be able to read like this week while my students are reading. That's what I should do, is start a series of what I'm reading while my students read versus what I'm reading at home.
Look at that.
There you go.
We just figured it out.
Now all of the world's problems are solved. So you're welcome, everybody.
I hope this was a helpful update for everyone, because I know that, like, for me, the only reason I picked up the Ann Patchett stuff was because someone at book club was talking about it. So I hope that as we keep going and keep doing these little book updates, they're exciting you about things that maybe were sitting on your TBR and you just needed a little nudge, or they're reinvigorating your excitement about reading, or they're confirming that it's okay that you're cozy reading and rereading. I'm actually about to reread Remarkably Bright Creatures because they're doing it in book club. So I read it 2 years ago now, and I can't wait to reread it.
I want to start a book club. I need the mental bandwidth and emotional bandwidth to be able to do it. But I would like to, like, sometime in 2024, I would like to have a book club. We'll see if that happens. I'm not going to sit down and be like, this will be the year. I'm going to be like, that would be cool.
I think that's healthy.
Mostly just because, like, I want snacks.
Obviously.
And, like, books. Books and snacks. That's really, books, snacks, and coffee. I'm a happy girl. So full stop.
Sadly, ours does not have snacks. Ours is at a bar. Ours has beer.
Oh, no, I want snacks. I support you, but I need cheese.
So I'm not in charge of our book club, this is a point of contention. So it's very difficult for me to not be in charge. I don't know if anyone can tell. The fact that I sit there and I attend book club and I haven't tried to dethrone the person in charge and start over and poach everyone in the club, that has been a true victory. And I mean, at the end of every club, we talk about how we should just break off and do our own thing.
We are so proud of you. We, the Brave New Teaching community, is all so proud of you, Amanda, for not taking over somebody else's book club.
It's very hard. Well, I could do it too. I got the votes, but.
You got the popular vote, but what's going to happen in the electoral college? Okay. We just don't know. It's anyone's guess.
I'm supposed to just enjoy it.
Look at how happy you are.
I'm so happy. It actually really is nice to enjoy somebody else's organization, but the fact is she doesn't really organize much. But I'm not here to throw shade.
Well, this is our sickness. Okay, we need to calm down. Okay, everybody. Maybe we can start book clubs in our various parts of the world and share how it's going. Does yours have snacks? Maybe. Does yours have themed beverages? Maybe. Does yours have, I don't know, a blanket? I don't know. Let's maybe, like, BNT book clubs, but like not a BNT book club. It could be like start your own book club kit. I'm just saying.
You're just saying. Is it like a checklist of like your options?
With like snack ideas. and like a bookmark.
I do actually bring, so the bar where we meet is actually, it's kind of cute. The person who's in charge of the book club, her husband is one of the brewmasters. And
the brewery
is actually called Ninth Hour. It's a bunch of teachers. Oh. And so like Ninth Hour, our school and it goes, went through Eighth Hour. So it's like Ninth Hour. That's the joke, right? And so like a lot of the beers have school related names. So it's very, very cute. It's a local small business. So like supporting them, we get like a back room that just smells like hops. It's really nice.
That's cool.
And we can bring snacks. We can bring them. They're not about like, I don't bring snacks. I bring dips. I bring buffalo chicken dip mostly. And that's delightful, but that's goes really fast.
Okay. All
right. It doesn't last long.
BNT book club kit coming soon. I actually don't know. I might be talking out of my armpit here, people. But if you guys want it, let us know. This sounds like something
I only have buffalo related snacks to add to that list. So.
Okay. All right. Well, mine's brie. So it's only snacks starting with a B. It's all
brie
you can have.
And buffalo chicken. Okay. That's okay. Actually a combination I have done before, and it's quite delightful.
And there you have it. All right, friends. We hope that your reading journey is going well so far this year. And if, you know, you just want to listen, you can also listen. Have we talked about our Audible, like, free trial situation for a minute here?
A handful of times, yeah. But not today.
Friends, if you're like, feeling me, or like, oh, maybe I want to try one of these, get the Audible free trial. That is like no risk, all reward, where you can have a free month of Audible and a free credit for nothing. It's amazing. Yeah.
We'll link it in the show notes for you.
Absolutely. Okay. Have a wonderful week at school. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today, and we will see you next time.
Thanks again for listening to Brave New Teaching.
We'd love to keep the conversation going over on Instagram.
And while you're there, check out the links in our bio for the most up-to-date events going on in the Brave New Teaching community.
Thanks for being here, and have a great week at school.